Well, needless to say, it was a very disappointing loss for us, and felt like we played a pretty good game. Did some good things, but when you play against teams like Georgia and the people we play week in and week out, you got to make plays and you got to do things you got to do to win. And you know, we didn't quite get that done. I was extremely proud of our effort. I thought we played physical football, and we'll just try to keep going from where we're at right now. We got a huge game coming up this week, so we have no other choice but to get back at it, get to work, and go. Questions?
Over the hump?
We beat them the same way last year. I mean, there is no hump. Each game stands on its own.
Bobby, talking about the alternate of the quarterbacks tonight, just kind of what you guys think in terms of that, and how do you think it
worked out? Well, we had a package that we thought would suit Chris well, and a package we thought would suit McKenzie well. And, you know, some of the things with Chris, I think Georgia did a pretty good job of defending, but I thought McKenzie played a very good game. He's a tough kid, and he'll get better and better as he plays.
Is Chris playing his way out of this job, Bobby?
No. I don't think so. Chris can still do a lot of good things. You know, Chris Nixon is a good quarterback and played well for us last year, and he played well for us in games this year. And, you know, to tell you the truth, he hadn't been completely healthy probably in any game he's played in this year except maybe the first one. So we feel like we got two good quarterbacks. We'll keep working and see what we can do and see what our best situation is each week. And you know, we're happy with what we got right now.
I thought you got a real nice lift from DJ Moore on the offense. Can you talk about that?
Well, DJ Moore makes things happen. He's a good kickoff returner. He plays very good cornerback. He's always seems to be around the ball, make things happen. So we thought it'd be good to get him the ball on offense and had just a few plays that we could get him in there. One was the quick sweep coming off of a wide receiver position, and then the reverse off of that. For the reverse to work, the first play had to work, and it worked very well. So, you know, it was a good call by Coach Kane and good planning.
You second half didn't score too conservative? Or?
No, I don't think so. I think we were, you know, not executing what we were doing well enough. And you know, I don't think so.
You not doing it, or them preventing
you? Well, I think they played well in the second half. They got a good group of guys over there. They play hard. It was a good battle.
Coach, was there something you saw in the Georgia defense throughout the week that you thought some trickeration could work?
Trickeration?
Trickery.
I mean, we only win one reverse, so no. But if you execute one play well and it sets up the other, you got a chance against any defense. And we executed the quick sweep extremely well, and DJ hit a tiny little slot in there and busted down there, and that set up the reverse because they didn't want that to happen again. So give us a good chance to run a reverse. So would probably happen against any defense.
Coach, what does a loss like this do to the psyche of the team?
Well, we're going to find out. We don't know. We just got out of the dressing room, and we'll go back to work tomorrow. I think our guys are pretty tough, and I think they'll bounce back. We got a huge game against South Carolina next week, and you know, we can't afford to feel sorry for ourselves, and I don't think our guys will.
Do you plan to continue to rotate the quarterbacks?
Like again, we just got out the dressing room. We haven't made any plans for South Carolina.
Coach, what do you tell the guys after a game like this?
Well, I tell them I really appreciate the efforts. I thought we played hard, and you know, they wanted to win. They played to win. But I also told them, for us to win in this league, you know, we got to make plays that we didn't make tonight. And, you know, that just goes with the territory. And as soon as we realize that and start making those kind of plays, you know, we'll have a heart broken sometimes. But I think we're making progress, and we'll keep fighting away and doing what we can to get back in games like this.
So, Buddy, this was a one-game thing that you guys had pre-planned with how much each quarterback was going to play and what they were going to do in their packages, and you don't plan to carry that on.
It's a possibility, but yeah. We saw certain things in Georgia's defense that we thought if we got in a certain set, that we had a chance to run some option with Chris and things like that. And then in other sets, they lined up a certain way we felt like was a different set of plays. So we'll look at it. You know, South Carolina may not allow us to do that. You know, they may line up one way the whole time. We don't know yet.
Coach, did you get as much out of the tailback position tonight as you were
going to? Well, no. We had two fumbles. You know, that's one thing. We got to take care of the football. You know, you're fighting and scratching and clawing to beat Georgia out there, and you can't give the ball away. But that one fumble didn't lose the game for us. So we had a chance to stop them down there on the 10-yard line or wherever they got the ball, and we didn't do it.
Bobby, they really pushed you guys downfield in the passing game, took a lot of shots deep in the sidelines. Other than the one kind of touchdown that they got to beat you guys on long, talk about the way your corners and your safeties played against Stafford.
Well, we're getting a little better. We're getting a little more consistent out there with the corners. And I think Myron Lewis has played well all year, in fact. And DJ made a great play in the end zone down there when he's had a little trouble with that play during the year, early in the year. So hopefully we can continue to get better in the secondary, and that'll help us. And you know, people take shots. Hopefully we can play them better.
You impressed with Walker's athleticism on his catch in the end
zone? Sean Walker? Oh, yeah. That was fantastic throw and catch. And tell you the truth, I couldn't see it. I just leaned over and I saw a foot over here and a foot down there, and then everybody said off the replay that it's a touchdown for sure. But you never know. But thank goodness for replay.
Bobby, you guys kind of went away from the directional plane, let up some good and deep work for you tonight. Can you talk about the decision that went into changing the philosophy tonight?
Well, we had one rugby. It just all depends on a lot of times where we are on the field, what the situation is in the game, what hash mark we're on, what the other team has been doing. So we had all of them available, so we didn't decide to go away from the rugby. It came up that we would use the regular punt in certain situations, and that's what came up most of the time.
Well, I mean, the last fumble of the game, how did you see it on Case's ball? He got stripped out, he got knocked out, how did you?
I think he got hit pretty hard. And, you know, he was motoring downfield. I can tell that for him. He was running hard, and they racked him pretty good. But y'all be able to control the ball.
Did Cutler visit with you guys before the game?
Well, he's been here since Wednesday, I think. So he was out of practice a couple of days, and was out there yesterday with us.
Besides cutting down on the fumbles, what can you do to get more production out of that spot?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, we run the quarterback. Hopefully that'll help us a little bit. You know, take a little heat off the tailbacks, block better, run better.
One more question, guys.
Did you talk to Jason at all? Did you bring him to
him? Yeah, I said that's football. You know, you got to get up and start fighting again, and you know, he's got to help us win games. You know, we can't wallow in self-pity or you know, we're not going to hold it against him. And that fumble didn't lose the game. That's what I told him.
Thank you, Coach.